Well, g'day everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of The Journey. Great to be able to bring you this week's show. We've got a really, really wonderful lineup of presenters for you, some fantastic music as per usual, as we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And in doing so, we've got some wonderful presenters, some people who are new to The Journey, but also some of your old favourites as well. Great to have Bruce Downs on the show this week, the Catholic guy. He's going to talk to us about blindness. Father Dave Callahan's with us from the Missionaries of God's Love. Building up within ourselves this desire to develop a healthy, weighty inner life. Michelle Vass, she's a wonderful woman of faith. She's involved in running a whole lot of retreats and spirituality programs at a place called Douglas Park. She's got a segment, Spirituality of the Heart, for us, where she's going to point us to looking at the things that surround us that show that Jesus is risen in this Easter season. It's a wonderful, wonderful reminder. Got Mother Hilda Scott, of course. A great testimony this week from Suzanne Madden. She's from Varaville in New South Wales, and we're going to hear about her journey to faithfulness, the impact that Alpha had on her life. But to kick off the show, we've got a wonderful young priest. His name's Father Daniel McGawk, and he's from St. Patrick's in Sutherland. And as we reflect on the reading from Mark 16:15-20, which is set down for Ascension Sunday, this ascension of Jesus back to the Father, he's going to talk to us about how God is opening up in this period of time, the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And thanks very much to the guys from the Australian Catholic Bishops Conference, from Southern Cross 10, because we're taking this reflection from Father Daniel. From Mass for You at Home, it appears right around the country at 6 o'clock in the morning in different time zones. It's a fantastic program, viewed by thousands and thousands of people each and every week. Thanks to Dan Hopper and Jeremy Ewan from Catholic Diocese of Wollongong, a place where I'm from. They do incredible work in communications, and great to have Father Daniel on the show this week. Let's hear the gospel proclaimed by Max Norden. Then we'll hear from Father Daniel and straight into a really, really on-point song that Max Norden, our sound editor, has picked out for us this week. It's called The Ascension. It's by Phil Wickham. After that, after the break, we straight into hearing from Mother Hilda Scott and Wisdom from the Abbey. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and I'm so glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord. And now the Gospel Reflection with Father Daniel McCann.
As a priest, you have the privilege of spending many, many occasions with people in their final moments. And as these men and women who are preparing to die take their final breaths, very often in these sacred moments, you find the greatest witness to hope that perhaps you ever get to see in your life. And the number of people who, as they enter their final hours on earth, would say, "All I want is God. All I want is heaven. All I want is to be one with the person that made me." The ability to have this cry of hope and this cry of joyful expectation is born out of the feast that we celebrate today, the Ascension. Jesus ascending to his Father after the resurrection on the surface looks like something sad. The apostles don't want him to go. They don't get to stay with him anymore. And he definitively leaves them in the sense that he is no longer with them physically as he had been before. But the Ascension, even though it is a farewell, at the same time, it is also a day of tremendous hope. Because Jesus ascending to the Father gets out of the way, if you will, to open up the path for the Holy Spirit, who will come at Pentecost. And at Pentecost, given that gift of the Holy Spirit, we find that now every single man and woman, no matter what country, no matter what time or era they live in, is now able to have a personal relationship with our Lord. If Jesus had remained physically on earth for all time, yes, some people would get to see him physically and hang out, but most of us wouldn't. But thanks to Jesus's ascension to the Father, he paves the way for the Spirit that enables us to be personally related to him, therefore, in any time and any age. And then, perhaps most importantly, he, as the head of his body, the church, by entering heaven, prepares the path for the rest of us to follow. And so thanks to this feast day, the Ascension, we too can look forward to heaven and have heaven, eternal life with God, to have the hope of that pervade our everyday and ordinary lives, thus giving it a new meaning, a new light, and a new joy.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full. You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
I was cleaning some windows the other day, and a sister, noticing my sterling work, came and said very quietly, "Can I show you something?" "Certainly," I happily replied, and put down my weapons of mass window grit destruction. She took me into our church, and getting the proper position, she pointed at one of the windows. "Can you see that?" she asked. I juggled around until the light was in the right position, and then I exclaimed, "Oh, yes, isn't it beautiful?" The various smudges on the window gave the appearance of actual objects. "There's the Holy Spirit," I marvelled. The shape was clearly of expanded wings. "And there are tongues of fire," I extolled. "Truly the fingers of a flame were all engrossing." I was lost in my examination, reflective examination, of all the other marks when Sister gently broke in to my reflective spoken meditations and said, "Well, do you think you can clean this window too?" I laughed out loud. Her invitation to me hadn't been an invitation to share some mystical leanings. Her invitation had been to clean the window. And, well, of course I did. But you know what? Even though I mistook her meaning, I was enlightened and my spirit lifted that morning because I'd seen the unexpected. I'd been taken somewhere I hadn't known I was going. I had found the Spirit in a dirty window. I had seen the fire of God licking the day ahead, consuming everything that would happen and turning it to pure love. I wish I could ask you what hidden things you've seen of God. Maybe today you'll ask each other.
Thank you so much to Mother Hilda Scott there. She had a piece for us this week that she called "What Can You See?" And in the process of cleaning some windows, she's reminded of God's glory and points to the many ways we can discover God's glory in the pretty simple events of our daily lives. Thank you to Mother Hilda Scott there. After the break, we've got another wonderful woman of faith, Michelle Vass. Her segment is called Spirituality of the Heart, and she's got a piece for us called this week, "Jesus is Still Risen." First up, though, here's some more music for you. Here's Sela and the song "I Got Saved." Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. So glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
There is a river of gladness that pours from Emmanuel's veins. The sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. Of Jesus, I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace. Yeah.
goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Now, with Spirituality of the Heart, here's Michelle Vass.
As our Easter season continues, so too do the hints of resurrection, and sometimes in not so obvious ways. Last December, during our Advent retreat here at the Retreat Centre, a retreatant spotted a huge flower in the centre of a large sago cycad that sits in a garden just outside the dining room. This is no ordinary flower. It's the size of a basketball at least. You have to part the prickly fronds of the cycad to see it, but when you do, what a sight to behold. This large ball is covered on the outside with soft, cream-coloured, furry fronds. Hiding inside, you can just see green seeds, the size of large grapes. The day we found this flower, the outer fronds were glistening with raindrops, pure, pristine, beautiful. Gradually, though, the flower will die, and over the next year, the seeds will mature and turn dark red before being ready for propagation. All who saw this flower were amazed at its beauty, yet I could not help but be even more amazed at how long it must have been there, and the fact that I had never noticed it. I would have walked past that cycad many times a day for months and never stopped to look inside and see the flower emerging. The flower is still there, of course, though the outer fronds are gradually darkening and drying to a more caramel colour. When we first noticed the flower, it spoke of birth and advent. But now, as we watch and await its transformation into seeds for new life, it whispers resurrection. So once again, the book of nature is teaching us. We can go about our day full of purpose and with good intention, but blind to the moments of grace right beside our path. This is life, things growing slowly, forming and reforming, hidden away from our sight. Yet if we are aware, we will come upon them often and know the gift of resurrection life living always in our midst. For as St. Paul said, God who raised the Lord will also raise us by his power. I am Michelle Vass, Director, St. Mary's Towers Retreat Centre, Douglas Park. Find out more about us at towersretreat.org.au.
Thanks so much to Michelle Vass. What a great piece she had for us there. Well, she really points out for us how nature has a lot to teach us about the things that are growing slowly, forming, reforming, rising to new life in our midst. They often go unnoticed by us, and how they are real pointers to Jesus being risen and still risen, and we're called to that risen life as well. After a bit more music and a break, you're going to hear from Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. He's going to tell us that it's time to get fat, not on food, but on spiritual things. Going to stress for us that rather than getting obsessed with the lightweight outer things of life, our bodies, our reputation, status, wealth, etc., we need to be focused on building the inner weight of the grain of our soul. That's after the break. First up, though, here's Casting Crowns and the song Life of Praise. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you're on the journey.
Change you've made me, but I'll praise you for it. awesome. God of the nation, the Lion of Judah, Rock of the ages, Alpha Omega, worthy of all praise. More than these hands are raised, you're worthy of my praise.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey. Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
So many people today are obsessed with losing weight. In the USA, the dieting industry is estimated to have an annual revenue of $20 billion. While it may be important to be physically healthy, there is a good argument for trying to make our souls fat. There are many times where the Gospels use the image of separating wheat from the chaff. The whole point of the image is that the outer layer of the wheat, the chaff, might look good, but it has no weight, whereas the inside of the grain is much heavier, so it will not blow away in the wind. The image is always used in the context of the final judgment, so it should cause us to reflect on the state of our soul. Our society is obsessed with the outside layer of our lives, our bodies, our reputation, our status, our wealth. But in the eyes of God, these things have no weight. The only thing that really matters is love. If our lives have been devoted to love of God and our neighbor, then our souls will have weight. So while everyone else is making plans to lose weight from their bodies, perhaps we should be making plans to put some weight on our souls. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
Love that song, Francesca Battistelli. It's called Holy Spirit. Moving into this Pentecost season, we're still in Easter and heading towards Pentecost. We're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension this week, where the disciples witness the ascension of Jesus to the Father, but also hear the promise of the Advocate who will come, the Holy Spirit. And we're just a few sleeps away in the journey of the church from Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday, where we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we open ourselves up too to a new, fresh outpouring and infilling with the Holy Spirit, as we should all the time, daily. Speaking of which, we're going to hear the story now of Suzanne Madden. She's a great lady. She's got a testimony for us where she's going to talk to us about how she journeyed into faith with a couple of stalled attempts, and how Alpha was a transforming experience for her of who Jesus is in her life, and the presence of God, that presence of the Holy Spirit, that encounter, and how it's drawn her back into a parish community where now she is supporting others on their faith journey through initiatives like Alpha and Faith Circles. Let's hear from Suzanne Madden now. Thanks to Max Norden for putting this together. Really love the new stuff that he's putting together, particularly these testimonies. They're so powerful. Let's hear from Suzanne Madden. Then it'll be time for a bit more music. A song from Crowder called My Sweet Lord. Features Emmy Lou Harris. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. Still plenty to go on the show. I'm so glad you've joined us this week on the journey.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Madden. I am a parishioner here in Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Varaville in New South Wales. I was received into full communion at Easter time 2018. I went through a whole heap of more dramas in my life, and then I reconnected with a guy that I had worked with many years ago. It started a lot of conversations between us. I moved down to Melbourne in 2013. I don't even know what possessed me, but I just had this urge to sort of start looking at Catholicism while I was there on my own. I made some phone calls, inquiries, and got put in touch with the Catholic Church at East Malvern. So I started doing RCIA down there. But then in 2014, I moved back up to Sydney. I did get in touch with a local parish, but the reception wasn't wonderful. So I sort of let it go. I actually thought the guy I spoke to was quite rude. So I let it go and I left it. Paul was saying how, you know, the work in the house was almost finished, so he'd be heading back down the coast and he wouldn't be up here as much. So we should try to find a local parish. So we come for a drive up and we found the church and we drove in and I met two lovely, we pulled up and here are these two lovely ladies sitting out the front. And they were just so welcoming and so friendly. Told me about Alpha and how there was actually an Alpha group started up and that I should come on the following Tuesday and have a look at it. So I could go there and I'd give me people to talk to and to find out more information about it. By watching the videos and that, it starts a discussion. It gives you topics that you can actually then turn around and talk about. So once we'd watch the video, the ladies would then all start talking and we'd start talking about the video and if we'd had any experiences that we'd like to share or how we felt about the topics that were brought up in the videos. For me, going from Alpha to RCIA just felt like a natural process. You know, I didn't have any show-stopping moments or anything, you know, nothing that I didn't suddenly see a light or, you know, it wasn't like that for me. It was just a progression. It's changed me. Like, so being part of the community here at Mount Carmel, the Alpha community, still doing, like, our RCIA group, our Alpha, original Alpha group and RCIA group now meets, and we have a small Connect group that we meet at each week. It's changed my life because it's changed me. I never really understood, you know, when they said that he makes you free. I understand that now. I don't stress. If I feel like something's worrying me, I just pray and I give it to Christ. Sorry.
Hi, this is Mandy from Diamond Creek, Victoria, and you're listening to The Journey. Thank you.
sweet Lord, desperately I am alone, afraid to be my love is gone. So far away, I need my sweet Lord's help today. Let your love shine down on me and I.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy.
I noticed that one of my eyes, my left eye, was very blurry. And as a matter of fact, I stopped being able to see. Everything seemed so out of focus. And I went to a doctor. He looked in my eye and he jumped up and he said, "Your retina is detaching." And he said, "Matter of fact, it's just hanging in there." And he stood up and he started walking out the room. He said, "If we don't do something about this, you're going to be completely blind in 24 to 48 hours. And he walked out of the room. And I was with Rosemary, my wife, and he didn't explain anything. He just disappeared. And it was quite disconcerting for the 5 or so minutes that he was out of the room. Sure enough, I went off to surgery and I had the operation. And when I got to speak to the surgeon, he said that the retina, which is kind of like the screen on the back of your eye that the image projects onto, and that's layman's terms, it had virtually completely come off. It was held on by a slither. And he said, "What we've done is we've lasered it on. We've put heavy liquid in your eye. And what heavy liquid will do," he said, "you're going to have to lie down flat on your back for 7 days. Because we're hoping that the retina will stick to the back of the eye and the heavy liquid presses it down." He said, "You're not going to be able to see out of your eye, but," he said, "you must be still." And so I am kind of stuck in one place. Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt that God puts you in a place where you can't do anything? You can't do anything. You just got to be, and you've just got to wait upon God to speak, to do. And you wonder if God is going to do anything at all. And I've been in a little bit like that place. My life has been busy and I've been active. And then all of a sudden I come to this complete place of stillness. And you wonder, why does God allow these things to happen in our lives? Why? Well, one day in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 26, we see Peter and John who bring healing to someone. And God works in our circumstances. And if you're in a place where you kind of feel stuck or you're facing challenges, can I just say to you, God works and God does something inside of us that often He can do in no other way. I have hit people, I have broken things, I have spilt glasses, I have done all these things because on this side of my face I can't see. Blindness means to be not able to see and to comprehend everything that's around us. And here we read the story of two kinds of blindness. There's the physical blindness, but there's also a spiritual blindness here that's happening. Peter and John are going into the temple when a man sitting at the gate begs for money. Now, interestingly, today we are called to, as Christians, is we're called to give to people, but a lot of us don't have money. We don't have a lot that we can contribute. All we can do is give people our life, give people our experience of God. All we can do is give people all that we have.
I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Just one word, you calm the storm that surrounds me. Just one word, the darkness has to retreat. Just one touch, I feel the presence of heaven. Just one touch, my eyes were open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way.
Praise the name.
song's called There's Nothing That Our God Can't Do. It's by Passion, and it's a really, really good way to round out the show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks to Bruce Downs, who we just heard from before that. He spoke to us about blindness in our life and reflected on an eye operation he had to have, how it took him out of action for a while, and the various types of blindness that we experience. Thank you to him. Thank you to all of our presenters, to Father Dave Callahan, to Michelle Vass, Mother Hilda Scott. Wonderful to have that testimony that we heard from Suzanne Madden, Father Daniel McGorkin from St. Patrick's at Sutherland, his reflection on the gospel, which is for the Ascension, Ascension Sunday from Mark there, was the first time that we've heard from him on the journey, and we're hearing from some wonderful preachers of the word, courtesy of this really good stuff that we're getting from Mass for You at Home, which is shown on Southern Cross 10, Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock, repeated in lots of different ways. You can see it on 10 Play, you can see it in various other forums as well. Thanks to the guys from the ACBC and from Southern Cross 10 for making that available to us on the journey. Hope it's blessed you. Hope all the stuff that you heard today has blessed you. Don't forget, you can go to jcr.org.au. You can listen to the content again. You can sign up and get this sent to you as a podcast each week. We know that there are thousands and thousands of people who are hearing it in over 25 radio stations now around Australia that are taking the journey. Just love partnering with Christian Radio. What a ministry that is. What a wonderful evangelising outreach and building up of the faithful it is too. You can also access the show on SoundCloud and iTunes. We don't mind how you listen. We're just so glad you do, and we really hope that it's blessing you. Well, we'll be doing it all again next week. Really hope you can join us. Drop us a line if you want to. Jump onto our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you and get a bit of feedback. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. So glad that you've been able to join us this week on The Journey.
The Journey is presented by Jude Hennessy and produced by Max Norden from the office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.